Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know and proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. I believe it's, well, I know it's Friday. I believe it's August 2nd, 2024. Who would ever know it? Who would ever believe it? 2024. So somebody told me to say something about Black History Month, I will. I just don't know what story I want to tell first. But first, I just want to speak on a couple of other things. To all our listeners and Miles who's still in the hospital and anybody else who is under the weather or down with illness, we want to send our prayers for them for a speedy recovery. To all the new listeners, thank you for tuning in. I'm sure you enjoy the show. If you do, make sure to tune in next week, you know, and tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. I see myself right now as having a very, very important message that I deliver. A lot of people think we just come out here, you know, and act a fool. But you know my favorite saying is that an intelligent person can act like a fool, but a fool can't act like an intelligent person. And I would like to think that everybody who listens to the show, you know, that you learn something, that you gain something from the show. Even if it's a lot of debating going on or arguing or whatever going on, I hope it's something that you could take from it to help you in your walk of life, maybe in your next day, in your next week, in your next month. I like to say a lot of people podcast is about education. And I like to say my podcast is about entertainment and then education. Because we have fun out here. People been getting on my back about not doing the topics we gonna try. I swear I'm gonna try to get to the topics today. But we always start getting so much that we forget about the topics that we don't even get to them. What I'm doing is I got a guest coming on at 8:30. It's going to be, I'm looking forward to it. I never know what to expect from a guest because I don't talk to him before the show. So I don't want people to think, oh, he set that up or he set that conversation. No, I don't talk to my guests before the phone because I want it to be authentic when we speak. When you hear me speaking to him for the first time, when you hear him for the first time, that's the first time I'm hearing him. And that's the way I conduct my podcast. To me, that's the best way to be authentic and get the best out of the show. You know, the best out of the show and everything like that. So we got people who still, I got to call a couple of more people into the show. We got people calling in. And then I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell a story from my time as a pimp. You know, every people love that segment of the show when I tell stories of my life. So I'm going to come back. I'm going to tell a quick story about my time as a pimp. And then we're going to jump in with my guests. And we're going to take it from there. And listen, if you feel like if you want to say something, just press 1. You know, there's nothing better than participating. Everybody know I could talk, so I could do this all night long alone. But it's nothing better than having my listeners participate in the show. For everybody who on the line, I want to thank the people who on the line who didn't call in, and especially the people that's on the phones. I appreciate that. I see the numbers. I see the people here. So what we're going to do, I'm going to give a couple of more people time. I'm going to say all my listeners black because we got African Americans and we got white listeners and we got Hispanic Latin listeners and Puerto Ricans and we got all different nationalities and listeners on my show. So I don't want people to say we are black people time. So somebody text me. See, they said we got white listeners too. That's what I'm talking about. We want them all. We want them all. So, look, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to play a song. I got to call a couple of people into the show, and we're going to jump right into this thing. Hey, yo, it's Friday, August 2nd. You could be anywhere. I think my man Shadi used to say that on his show. You could be anywhere, but you right here with me. And then we also gonna promote whatever we need to promote. We're going to do everything tonight. We're going to have a – oh, somebody said I keep saying August 2nd. It's February 2nd. Damn, I said August 2nd? I think that's some shit. I better play that in the picket. Yeah, August 2nd. I don't know where that number came from. 802. Play it in the lottery tomorrow. I only had two shots. And I'm talking out my mind already. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. Everybody stay tuned. Yo, call a friend and tell them, look, it's about to go down. Say, yo, Jay Sean is on one. And it's about to go down. Let me pull up a quick song real quick. And we're going to be right back. Let me see if I can get it. Dre never around when I need him. I don't know what this is. Give me 1 second, everybody.
You've been there for me, you know what I'm saying? And I won't do you wrong.
All right, we'll be right back.
You've been there. And I'm going to be there for you from now on, you know what I mean? I ain't going to neglect you. I ain't going to do none of that shit. You got my full, undivided attention, and I'm saying I ain't afraid to say it, man. I love you. I love you. I love you. Fuck it, I love you. Uh-huh. So let's go. I ain't afraid to say it. I'm a dog. More than that, I'm a man. You know what I mean? I'm in love. You my bitch. Let's go. I used to dream about you, watching every move you made. I was young though, I think third or second grade. Okay. I go home, write a poem, put it right to a beat. What I would do, what I would say if we would one day meet. Started getting older, still loving your style. How you dressed, how you drove the whole 80s, wow. I was proud when you first got on MTV. You was in the video, chilling with Run DMC. That's my girl, little nigga seen in the hit it. Knowing one day in the future, I'll be right up in it. Started doing talent shows, I had it off the hook. You was there, but you was too big, you wouldn't even look. I ain't mad, you ain't noticed who I got with a group. But even then, it wasn't nothing unless I got in the coupe. Got me going crazy, every day you switch up on me. Putting that right in my face, knowing me so horny. Come on.
You all I got, you all I want, you all I need. From day one to my deathbed, you all I breathe. I'm just a friend, I'm dedicated, and determined to. You got your up and down, but I don't really mind.
Okay, listen, the group doing good. Still in the hood, uh-huh. Got a nickname Sheep, now you starting to speak. Said you wanna fuck with all three, if that's okay. I'm like, cool, once I hit it, it was that anyway. A couple years on past, still having a ball. A million times got the pictures hanging on my wall. When I first hit it, I was like Sheep the man. I stopped giving you the attention I originally planned. Did you stop fucking with me? Oh, and left me alone. The people only seen you with Jade and Pete. You even went around town and started dogging me bad. It was my fault, you know, I couldn't even get mad. Okay. I had to grab the pen and pad and hit right back. Write some more poems to your ass and get back on track. I ain't got no problem telling you I love you to death and that I'm whipped. And my shit is blown if you shit. Let's go.
You all I got. You all I want. You all I need.
From day one. You around any nigga out that's hot. Every club, every whip, every gambler spot. You know you'd rather be with me. You like to bug out. y'all to bring the thug out. Plus, I'll be keeping it tight. We even go to work together. Let you play all night. Loud, man, loud.
Please leave your message for 8.
We've seen the world together. Not on cable. All your friends loving me. You even got me a label. Got the magazine loving our relation. People like to hear us talk. DJs record our conversations. We good around other people, especially kids. We make them happy. Even brothers doing it big. And I ain't jealous at all. Go out and spread your wings. And you can hang with Pop. Just pick up the phone when it rings. Let's go. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm with.
You all I got. You all I want. You all I need. From day one till my deathbed. You all I breathe. I'm disciplined. I'm dedicated and determined to. You got your ups and downs, but I don't really mind. I still ride with you.
Please leave your message for.
How I Love You. I like that joint back there. Well, let me put this up there so we can get this show started. How many people ready for a good show tonight? I'm hoping for one. I really am. So, like I said, we got a good show. We got a guest coming out. I'm gonna try to tell a quick. Let me see. Let me think of a quick story. I like to tell stories of my life, but people always text me, tell another pimp story. Tell another pimp story. So, I mean, I got to give the people what they want. You know how they say at McDonald's. I forgot what they say at McDonald's. Have it your way. Wow. So, let's take it. Let me see. All right. I know what I, let's talk about this. So, I don't know. It might have been 93, maybe. People who know, everybody know. I started telling these stories, but I usually didn't. But people like to hear them of my time as a pimp. So I've been telling for like the last couple of weeks. I've been telling stories, so I'm gonna tell them another time in my life. So I was pimping, and I think I had about 3 girls at that time living with me. And that's back when we didn't have cell phones and beepers and all that stuff like that. Or maybe we did. I don't know if we did. But anyway, everywhere I was driving around Patterson, and everywhere I went, people kept telling me that these girls was looking for me. And this was like a hot summer, beautiful summer day. And for some reason, everywhere I went, I was running into people, and they was like, yo, Jay Sean, some females are looking for you. They from Harlem. Well, 2 of them was from Patterson, but they was looking for me to introduce me for a girl from Harlem. So later on, you know, I ran into the people a couple of times, you know, and I finally went on the block. I hung on 17th Avenue. And then they told me that the girls had been out there, and I went, and the 2 females, they knew me. They knew what I did. They was dancers. Well, they was about money. And they told me they had somebody for me to meet. They introduced me to this girl. And how many people know what Foxy Brown looked like? This was a Foxy Brown twin. So I'm going to call her Foxy in this story. So I finally ran into the girls, and they was like, yo, Jay Sean, This is Foxy. She was living in, I don't want to say where she was living at. Well, she was living in somewhere, a city close to Patterson, and she ran into hard times and she came to Patterson. She wanted to make some money. And most of the times that's how it was when people said stuff like that. People would call me. So I talked to her for a second. She got in my car. We drove around for a minute talking. I was surprised by how intelligent she was and articulate and beautiful. I can't lie to you. All I was saying is, like, I got to get her on my team. I got to get her on my stable, like, because I had 3 females already. Like, this would be my 4th one. I told y'all last week, when you got 1 girl, 3 or 5, whenever you got an odd number, pimps consider that not a good thing. So this would be my 4th girl. So I would have 4. So I would have 2 could team up together against the other team, 2. And they could outdo each other. And in the end, the pimps' pockets get fat. But anyway, I'm not supposed to say that. So I talked to Foxy for a while. I brought her to my house. By the time I brought her there, it was nighttime. My main lady was out at a bar working. My other 2 girls was home on the couch watching TV. When I came in the house with Foxy, when they seen how beautiful she was, I mean, it was so quiet, like you could have heard a mosquito fart on the moon. That's how quiet it was when they seen her. I guess they was amazed by her beauty. So I took Foxy into my bedroom, told her to have a seat. I went to the bathroom. I ran some bath water, bubble bath. I put a towel, a rag, some soap, some smell good. And I gave her, my main lady was at work. She was about the same size as my main lady. So I gave her one of my main ladies' negligee sets, like the matching panties and the shawl. Not the bra, but the shawl. And it's like see-through, the nerve of me, right? But anyway, she took a bath. She got out the bubble bath. She put on the panties and the see-through shawl. When she came in my bedroom, I was already in the bed naked. She walked in there and was like, I couldn't believe it. Now, I tell everybody when I'm telling you that it's not a pimp job to have sex. So sex was not on my mind. But this time, I might have been on my mind. You could break the rules sometime. So anyway, Foxy came and she got in the bed with me. And we both in the bed naked, and it's a pimp's job to always find out everything that you can find out about a woman, and let her know less about you, but more about her as possible. So I told her to tell me her whole life story from as far back as she can remember. If she lost her virginity in the back seat of a Pinto, I wanted to know. So anyway, she started telling me her life story. She started telling me everything was good. She grew up in Harlem and everything was good until her father left. And then it was just her and her mother. And her mother got hooked on heroin, shooting needles. She said her life was good until then. Once her mother got hooked on needles, it seemed like her whole life changed. She might have been 8 years old. And things just changed. All her mother money went to drugs. She became like a little kid with, old clothes, and her mother wasn't taking care of her daughter, and kids would tease her, and then she said she came home from school one day, and it was a fat guy sitting at the kitchen table with her mother, not the living room table. She went in her bedroom, her mother went in her bedroom and told her to take off all her clothes. She was about 10 years old. She took off all her clothes and, you know, she didn't really know why, what was going on. But to make a long story short, I'm going to cut through a lot of it to make it fast. Her mother told her to stand on the dining room table, the living room table, naked. She wanted her to dance for the drug dealer. The fat, perverted guy is the guy that was selling her mother heroin. So, you know, like she's 10 years old, and you can imagine that for everybody out there who's 10 years old when your mother telling you, you got to do this for me, I really need it. And she said she would get on top of the table, 10 years old, and dance naked. And the drug dealer, he didn't touch her, but he would jerk off under the table. And I guess when he was done, he would leave. He would give her mother the drugs. Now, she said this went on a lot of times. And sometimes the drug dealer would bring other people with him because I guess at 10 years old, her body was formed. And she was telling me this story, like, and, you know, now don't forget I just met her. She was telling me that was the part of her childhood. And she was crying while she was telling me this. And anyway, that was my main lady coming home from work. Now, my main lady, everybody know, at this time I told you was beautiful. Light skin, long, natural hair. She was just as beautiful as the girl that was in the bed with me. She came in, I heard the heels of the go-go boots going across the floor, but then the stilettos or whatever, it got quiet. So I knew when it got quiet, I knew what was happening. I knew that my other two ladies that was in the living room was telling her, Jay Sean, got somebody in the room he interviewing. That's what you call it. If my guest is on the line, please bear with me for a minute. I know we're supposed to go on at 8:30. We might. I want to finish this story. So it got quiet. So I knew that other two girls was telling her. So all of a sudden the door opened up. My main lady walked in. I'm in the bed naked. Foxy in the bed naked. Before she could say something to me, I started talking to her. But she used to have this way she squinted her eyes when she looked at me. It was cute the way she used to do that. Well, she was so pretty, beautiful. She used to squint her eyes when she was mad at me. So my main lady, like, she was looking at me and squinting her eyes, and I asked her, like, how was it? How you do tonight? She went into her bag and pulled out a bunch of money. She gave it to me. She put it in my hand. I said, yo, won't you go freshen up and come get in the bed? Oh, she looked at me like she wanted to kill me. She just turned around, walked out the room, and slammed the door. Foxy was nervous and scared. She was like, yo, look, she wanted to get dressed, and she was scared. I was like, no, you don't got to get dressed. You know, it's cool. So me and her just kept talking. I didn't hear nothing for about 20, 30. So about, I had heard the water running. So I knew that my main lady was taking a bath, a shower, whatever. So about 30 minutes later, I hear the door open. My main lady and the two ladies that was on the couch, all three of them walk in my room butt-ass naked. Now, I'm in the bed naked, and Foxy in the bed naked. Now, all three of them is naked. All three of them jump in the bed. So it's four of us in the bed and me, and we all naked. And we start talking. I start talking. And I'm telling them, like, this is Foxy. She want to be part of our family. She had a very bad childhood, just like you did. And, I want y'all to, welcome her with open arms. So anyway, we all in the bed and we smoking and, well, they were smoking. I don't think I was smoking and I was drinking. And they were smoking and they just start talking, all four of them. And Foxy repeating her story of how she used to have to dance for her mother to get a fix, dance on the top of a table. And then the next female, my next lady, main lady, she start telling how she lost her virginity. Her mother gave her to a couple when she was a virgin, about 14 or 13. Her mother took her upstairs to a man and a lady lived upstairs and let them have sex with her 13-year-old virgin daughter for drugs. And then the other female in the bed, she started talking about how her mother's husband, which was her stepfather, used to sneak in her room and rape her at night. And then the other female, she telling her stories about how her uncles used to sodomize her when she was 8 and 9 and 10 years old and have sex with her in a rectum and anal and all that to make sure she didn't get pregnant. And it just went on and on and on and on and on. And they just was, they just was talking. And then soon they was all crying. And they was just all hugging each other. I got up. I went into the bathroom. It was overwhelming for me. And I tell everybody all the time with a heart. I go in the bathroom and, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, I want to cry from all these stories they telling. And I'm looking in the mirror and I'm saying, what kind of person am I? What kind of monster am I to exploit women, black women or women that's coming from dysfunctional families or situations like this? And I'm trying to rationalize and I'm trying to make it make sense and tears is coming down my face, like, because these is real life stories that and this go on all the time. That was just then. It's females going through that right now and before that and all the time. I get myself together and instead of going in there and saying, like, y'all all been through hard times, go to school and go back to school, graduate and go to college and be lawyers and doctors and nurses and make something of yourself. I go back in the room and I give maybe one of the best pimp speeches I ever gave. I tell them how they all been dealt a wrong hand in life and how they got to make everybody that ever laughed at them and teased them and abused them and taunted them, make them see the people as somebody else. I was telling them, yo, you gotta go out there and you gotta work hard. You gotta make a lot of money. You know what I mean? And that way you can wear the best of clothes and the best of diamonds and the best of jewelry and sleep in the best hotels and travel around the world. I'm telling them this is how they pay everybody back who ever hurt them and abused them. Anyway, so much is still inside of me I tell all four of them to go in the living room. They all get up, four of them naked. They walk in the living room. They got the weed and everything. And I'm in my bedroom, and I'm in the dark. And after about 20 or 30 minutes, I could just hear them all laughing. They was having a good-ass time. Like, I guess for that moment, for that minute in their life, you know, they was able to vent, and it was all over. They was all in, and they was having a good time, and they was looking forward to the future, and they forgot about their past. I guess the venting and the weed and the alcohol had them all in there laughing and joking like sisters. Now, for a pimp, that's the shit. You made it. You got four females that's all getting along and working for you. Four. So you could say you on top of the world. And the louder they got, the more fun they had. I was in the bedroom, and I had my face buried in a pillow. And I buried my face in the pillow to make sure they couldn't hear me. That they couldn't hear me crying. Because I wondered in my mind, who was I? Who am I? Like, what kind of person was I? I grew up good. My parents taught me well. Who was I to take advantage of these young women from dysfunctional families and abusive childhoods? Who was I? And the moral of that story is, I guess I'm still trying to find out who I am. All these years later, I'm still trying to find out who I am. I guess you got to know in this life where you've been to know where you're going. I guess your character is what you know of you. I guess your reputation is what people think of you. I guess everybody in life have tuning in time when they have a choice to build they self or their reputation. I mean, I hope I built mine well. But that was just a quick story I wanted to tell of how so many people out here, if you grew up in a happy home, then you're lucky. If you're a functioning family with a mother and a father, and you had meals and dinner on the table every day, and you had nice clothes to wear to school, then, you know, be fortunate and thank your parents and be happy for them. If you grew up like a normal girl and you played hopscotch and double dutch, and you went to school and you did your work and you had crushes on boys and they had crushes on you, and you had a normal childhood and you never been touched by a man, molested, never been raped or molested anything, then be happy. Thank your parents for that, male or female. Because always remember, if somebody got it better than you or had it worse than you, it's people out here who got some real tragic stories. And things like that we got to remember. We're going to take one more quick break. I'm going to come in with my guest. affects you waiting patiently. We're going to get into what we usually do. We got to have some fun. If you want to line, if you want to participate in the conversation at any time, just let me know. Let me pull up a quick song. Okay, we got something we want to listen to right here. And we're going to come back. We're going to get into our show. We got a young lady coming out here. And we're going to see if she can help out the listeners or maybe we can help her out or whatever. Whatever. Who need help? I don't know. Maybe I need help after that story. All right, here we go. We'll be right back after this song.
Getting on my last nerve. He broke as hell. Born as hell. And I want to go to the fuck house.
We outside.
Maestro, why you looking to the bass drop?
Taking off your shot, making me so hot, oh yeah. But show me what you want, yeah. Something about you got me.
Oh, welcome back. I forgot that I needed to play something off of my list because I need to take my guest back soon for a minute. Everybody on the line, just give me 1 second. One quick second. Let me get this together. I swear I gotta get somebody to work these work these phone lines. Here we go. Okay. Give me 1 minute, y'all. I know what I'll do. All right, 1 second. 1 second, everybody.
Baby, I see you working hard, wanna let you know and proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cuff, please. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Want a foot rub, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, there's a word.
I
know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body, my spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I'll roll over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you.
Please leave your message.
Testing. Okay, we back up in here now. We back up in this mother.
I love
this podcast. Oh, listen, my guest. My guest said, yeah. I didn't even bring her in yet. ain't even bring you in yet. She said, yeah, yeah. That's what it is. That's supposed to give you an introduction and a whole nah, but that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Because I like trendsetters, because that's the first time that was ever done.
I'm a Capricorn.
Before I brought the person in, they came in before I brought them in. How you doing tonight? How you doing?
I'm feeling amazing. I feel blessed, highly favored. How you doing?
I'm a little tipsy, but that's when I'm at my best.
That's all right. I don't have me a blunt. It's up.
Okay, you have to do a little blunt. Okay, well, look, I love when I have guests on this show because I'm a journalist, and people say I give great interviews. I bring the best.
Okay.
I bring the best out of everybody. But listen, you know everything. This is a relationship show. We talk about relationships, and we talk about sex, and we talk about side chicks. We talk about cheating. We talk about being faithful. Most important, everybody know that I'm Mr. Fuck Love. I don't believe in love. I believe that it's fake. I believe that you don't need it to survive, but we might get to that, and then we might not. But in the meantime, your name for the show, we're gonna call you Miss Queen.
That's
is
that good.
Okay?
I like that. That's great.
All right, you ready? I can tell you ready. You what you said your sign was?
Capricorn, January.
Yeah. You ready? Let me see. Hold on. Because I got secret powers, like antennas that detect shit and stuff. I could feel something. I feel something in your voice. I don't know what it is, but I feel something. So,
what's that?
So why don't you tell us first, how old are you?
I'm 37. Just turned 37.
Okay. How many children do you have?
Four.
Four children. You ever been married?
No.
Do you want to get married?
Yes.
Okay. Wait a minute a second. Thank you, cuz. Oh, I didn't even say about my donations tonight. Somebody texted me. Thank you very much. Somebody donated already. I forgot to mention the donations, but I'll do that. I'll give out that after we talk for a little while. Thank you. So where was we at? Okay, so you want to get married one day.
Yeah, I want to get married
one day. Did you hear the beginning of my show?
I clicked on at 8:00. I heard the beginning of your show when you were talking about your story with the ladies.
Can you relate to that?
The only thing I could really relate to out of that is the childhood trauma. You know, but once you overcome that, and it takes a long time to do, you know, you come out better on the other side. So I could relate to that. Yeah, that's basically it out of that story. I mean, it affected me a lot. I did a lot of dumb shit. I was a hoe. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think, hey, you
yo,
know what I'm
look,
saying?
Hold on right there. I got to call somebody in. They're saying they can't hear the show. One second. I'm sorry about that. I don't want to blame my listeners, but Blog Talk, they have a lot of people trying to hear, and they have problems online, and I want everybody to be able to hear the show. Right. So the last thing I heard you say was that what you said you was a hoe one time, or you when you was younger.
Yeah, I had a whole phase. Yeah, you know, after being molested so many times, you start not to know who you are, and when you don't know who you are, you do things to try to find who you are. And thank God I came out on the other side. I'm allowed to talk about it. I ain't go deep down the rabbit hole.
When you say molested, what do you mean? Somebody was touching on you?
I was raped. My first rape was by my mother's brother, my only uncle on my mother's side, when I was 7 years old.
Wow. I'm sure I'm going to speak for me and the listeners. We really give our condolences to that, because that's what I was talking about in the beginning of this show. And I'm glad that you, I don't want to say you overcame it, but I'm glad that you able to talk about it and still be a strong black woman. Or a woman.
I appreciate that.
So you saying that that led to some of the reasons why you had a whole phase?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you were a kid and the first person that violates you was a man, and then it happened to be a man that you should be able to trust. And then, you know, you have a dad that has girlfriends, and the girlfriends have sons. So you start feeling like you passed around like a baton a little bit. And by the time I hit 14, I gave birth to my first child. And that wasn't even being a hoe. I didn't start my hoe phase till I was around 17, 18. Yeah, 18. After my high school sweetheart cheated on me with a girl in my building. Yeah.
You had a baby at 14 years old? You had a baby at 14?
Yes. Yes.
But you didn't have your whole phase till 17.
Right. Because the baby who I had a baby by was a family member who raped me at 13 in my great aunt's dining room while everybody was asleep. I call it rape because I was highly manipulated. It's a such thing called grooming, and that took place before the actual act. And I got pregnant. Yep.
Yo, I wasn't ready for that.
It's nothing to feel like. I don't feel sorry for myself. Like, I don't like, you know, because I've been a victim for so long trying to figure it out, I don't like the victim, you know, word in a sense of living in that for years and years. I went to therapy. I mean, before I actually cared about going to therapy, I was a wild one. I mean, I turned straight to the streets, selling drugs, dropped out of school, everything. You know, thank God for my grandmother. She sat me down when my son was 2 and told me, you know, I need to sign over my rights to her. I ain't ready. And she just retired. And so it worked out for my baby boy, you know. But, yeah, it took a long road to overcome, but I ain't no victim. So, you know, I've been there for too long.
And then you say, okay, so after that, you say you had 3 more kids.
Yes.
It wasn't planned, though.
My daughter was planned because I didn't have her. My first child I had when I was 14, by the time I had my daughter, I was 22 years old. She was planned. Her dad and I got together and, you know, we just fell in love. I moved to Virginia. I'm born and raised in Northern New Jersey. That's where, you know, I've spent 18 years of my life. So my daughter, her dad, you know, we fell in love, got me in my first apartment. We planned her. had her, but I didn't know what I knew later, and I had to run from him, literally.
What you mean you had to run? He was abusive?
Very. I mean, I didn't even notice that until a few months after we moved into our apartment. You know, he was an alcoholic, and I didn't even really notice that too much. I guess they say you don't know a person until you live with them. Well, I found out exactly who that abusive bastard was, and he used to whoop on my – can I curse on here? Or how was the language? I mean, I don't have to. My vocabulary is
Yeah, you
lit.
Can curse. You can say what you want to say.
Yeah, I'm a little lit right now, but I'm going to keep it respectful. He used to whoop on me when I was pregnant with my daughter. His excuse was, well, at least I ain't hit your face. And I eventually had to get him locked up. It was either that or my cousin Michelle was going to shoot him because she came, you know, down south. You able. The rules are different. And they got tired of me getting my ass whooped. So I got him locked up, and he came home. And, you know, the promises, you know, the jail talk, but I was young and dumb. I'm going to do right. Everything going to be right. We're going to be a family. Came home. My daughter wasn't even 2 weeks old, and he was a mess again. Got him locked up again. And then he wrote me a letter and said he was on his way out. So I grabbed my baby was, I left everything behind in my apartment in Virginia. I had a rainbow bag, a stroller, my nine-month-old at that time when we left to come back up this way, and got on the Greyhound, literally ran, because I knew that time he probably would have killed me. Yeah. That's how that works.
So you could be like one of them females that had like kind of like a traumatic upbringing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my dad was more of a parent figure in my life, and it sucks that I didn't take all of his advice until I was old enough to really understand. My mom, she got on drugs real bad. She's been clean now for almost 15 years. But she was on drugs real bad. We was in the foster care, lost her system. Times I was able to go with my dad and my grandmother or his girlfriend house or whatever. And other times, you know, I mean, I ran the streets. I was a dirty trench baby out of the bricks in Newark. So, yeah, the upbringing was crazy. But I thank God for it now because I'm tough like iron in a good way because I'm also soft as terry cloth, you know. So, yeah, it's a good balance. So, yeah, the upbringing was rough, but I conquered. I'm good.
You tripped me. You tripped me. I'm used to tripping people when they come on the show. You tripped me with that introduction. For real.
That's what's up. I like that I did that.
I don't know whether to be sympathetic or.
Give me my fucking award. Like, you did that shit.
I wasn't expecting all that, especially after the story I told. Okay,
right,
but look,
right.
See, because every time when I interview people, it's to the point where what you say, somebody might be out there going through the same thing or grew up the same way, having the same problems. So your conversation might help somebody just out there listening.
I hope
you know
so.
I mean?
Hell yeah.
So look, let me ask you this then. Is love real?
Oh, yeah. Love is real. Love is real. And you going to ask me how I know?
I'm gonna ask you how you know if you looking for it, do you got it, or where it's been? Because you know I miss the fuck love. You know what I'm saying? So
I respect that.
Don't feel funny. Everybody who come on this show believe on love. I've been believing love. I've been doing this show almost 2.5 years, And I only had one other person that come on this show and said they don't believe in love like the way I said I don't believe in love. And that was one of my four daughters. So everybody that come on here believe in love. So I don't feel funny. But anyway, go ahead. What you were saying there?
I believe in love because of the way I love. Like, when I fall for somebody and I fall hard for them, like, they see it. It's not just a word. Like, of course, everyone say now, oh, it's an action word. Yeah, it is. But, I mean, it's something that you just want forever. I feel like love is a touch of heaven because God is love, right? So, with that being said, love is real. But you just got to be careful who you get a shit to. And you got to make sure it's reciprocated right. And if it ain't, then you got to hit the road. Because even though I love her, if I feel betrayed or like mind fucked, or my mind will literally snap out of it and I will deprogram myself from that person. I can't explain it. I don't know if it came from the childhood trauma. I don't know if it came from running the streets. I don't know where that came from. But I love so hard, but a person do me dirty, I cut their ass off like a fucking light switch and be done. I ain't arguing. I ain't doing none of that. You're done. My fuck you is you getting out of my life, you know? So, and I want to be married. Oh, yeah, I do. But I'm not sitting around waiting. The last nigga I sat around and waited to do what he said he was going to do, I waited 7 years and he ended up dying. So, and then I found out at the funeral the nigga was cheating on me with the bitch I was fighting and had to go to court with when I was pregnant. I had the court part, not the fight part. So, with that being said,
listen, check it out. No, you got a real dictionary. But look, where you at right now? First of all, hold up. If anybody on the phone lines that wanna ask Miss Queen something or speak to her, or if anything you wanna say, you gotta press one. Anybody got any advice or anything, you know what I mean? But we still got time. I was getting ready to ask you that, I'm going to skip to all that. I'm going to ask you, like, where you at in your life right now?
As far as relationship?
Everything,
I'm
yeah.
Like, as far as relationship, I'm locked in. I'm happy. I'm secure. Shit is good, you know, ain't nothing perfect. Everybody got their, you know, everybody had their days, but when the foundation is right, like, it's up. You know, I'm content right now, you know, in my life.
That's what you're hold on one second. 987, so we got somebody press one. I mean, we got a caller. 9871, okay. You live.
Hello, this is Duck in P-Town. I was listening to the caller just now. And first of all, I want to, you know, congratulations for just being able to just talk about it and brave enough.
Thanks.
And being so brave that you can, you know, share your story because, you know, that's a lot. And
thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah, and I just wanted, when he said, where are you now, and I just wanted to know, are you still going to therapy?
No, I stopped going to therapy because, like medicine, you know, a doctor could prescribe you something, but it only worked for so long. Sometimes you get immune to it or you feel like you're hearing the same thing over. But there's other avenues, you know, self-help books, reading the Bible, journaling, you know, talking to my friends. Talking to who I, you know, am involved with now, things like that. There's other outlets, but currently, no, I'm not in therapy.
Okay. Now, are you part of any group where you, you know, where you tell your stories so that maybe other children that are going through that now can share or be able, you know, to follow your step for healing? Are you part of any group, or do you have any?
I'm not a part of any group right now, but I do believe that I need to start one because I didn't go through all of that for nothing. I've been running
right.
away from it for a little while because it's like, I feel like I'm finally, you know, healed enough. I mean, there was times where even a guy I used to, like, you know, if I dated, I knew that person wasn't like that, looking at kids and things like that. Like, it's a lot of healing. Like, I had to heal from even that. Like, everybody's not like that, but be cautious, be watchful. You know, but, you know, it took, like, to the point I secluded my children and, you know, my daughter didn't really have a life, you know. And so I felt that to say I do need to start something.
Right.
Like, you know.
And even if you just
started to
write a book. Right. Even I feel like you have a great story to tell and you should think about writing a book because I'm quite sure your story would encourage others to come forward and start healing. So I just wanted to say thank you for sharing your story and wow, you know, and God bless you in your journey.
God bless you too. Thank you so much.
Oh, you said you was calling from P-Town 9871?
I'm sorry, I had you on mute. Say that again.
I said you said you was calling from Patterson?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, no, thanks.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, and thank you for allowing her to come on to your show. You're the best. We've been following you for a long time. You got fans all the way in Ohio and Tennessee.
Oh wow, okay. Ohio.
All right.
Y'all gotta jump on some of my topics sometime then.
All righty. Yeah, all right. Well, you have a great one. And thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling in. That's what I'm talking about right there. When people support the show from afar, I really appreciate the love because, you know, I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this podcast. So anyway, what I was saying is where you at now in your life, because it seemed like you've been through a lot in your life. Let's touch on something else. Do you think that all men cheat?
I think all men cheat until they find somebody that they know could do it better, but they in love with them. So it encourages and motivates them to sit the fuck down. That's what I believe. And
So you say you believe that all men cheat until they meet the right woman.
Because when I'm in love with somebody, I sit the fuck down. Like when I don't feel like this person ain't worth cheating on, this person ain't worth doing that on. Like I feel like it's been a stamina or what's the word I'm looking for? You know, it's just men categorized as being cheaters. Now this comes from a woman who I watched my dad do his big ones on chicks. You know, he was a pimp for a little bit of time. He was a DJ, but he worked at a mail-in service. But he had a lot of girls, and he broke a lot of hearts. And I say that to say, even with all of that I have seen and even experienced in my life, I know that there's a possibility that men can be faithful. Yeah.
No, they can.
Yeah.
I've been faithful in my life before. And
see,
trust me,
coming
from where I was at, that's a miracle. From the life I live, for me to be faithful,
right.
That's a miracle.
Right.
Do you believe that women cheat, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. They worse than men now.
Okay.
It seemed like it's reversed a little bit.
Because women, it's more patternable for a man to cheat. People tend to say that women only cheat for certain reasons. What would you say was some of the reasons why women cheat?
I would say, first of all, hold on 1 second. Let me make my background quieter, completely quiet again. Oh, there you go.
Go ahead.
My apologies for that. What will make a woman cheat is when she feels devalued, not appreciated, when she feels like she has to be in competition with someone. Not that she ever feel like she has to be in competition, but certain situations and predicaments can make a woman feel, especially if she has low self-esteem, which I had, and I mean, that doesn't do anything because you would just really pick anybody for real and take care of, it was a mess. But anyway, fast forward. I believe also that women cheat because they want to feel wanted when they're not feeling wanted at home. Basically, the same reasons why men cheat, it's just been such a magnified glass on men cheating that they overlook that women cheat too quite often, if and however, whatever the situation is. Yeah, I believe that.
That's real, but it's raw.
Say that.
But it's real. Because a lot of people don't want to accept the fact that women cheat as much as men do.
No, I accept that fact. That's a fact.
No, other people. I'm talking about some people in the world. They don't want to believe it. No, me. Don't ask me. If you ask me, I believe women cheat more than men cheat. It ain't shit. Like, that's my opinion. Now I'm talking in the 2000s. In the
2000s. And I agree with that. Oh, yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Yeah.
I believe that people that's in relationships and marriages, I believe that some is real, but more is not. I believe that in relationships, either you getting them or they getting you, not in an abusive way or killer way, but financially.
Okay. Because my question will be, under what circumstances, as far as when you say, see, this is the thing, can I interject with something else, a sidebar? This feminine movement really, really, really screwed up women, and I'm going to tell you why. Because when a woman has to even get in her masculine bag, when a woman can't feel feminine 100% or at least 95%, I think that's what really started to drive women to cheat, because the men started to slack at home. Welfare saying, you don't need them, we got you. And so they take that and then they say, oh, I'll go put child support on him too. And now I'll go get cute and dress for this dude. And then the cycle continues. And then it's like, you know, the wanting, it's a lot that came with why women are so, like, masculine. Because I feel like, first of all, cheating is a rich man's sport. I mean, under circumstances, it don't be that. Because, when it comes to all of that, that's what it really, it's y'all's fault. And I hate to do the blame game because, yeah, we can. Oh, we have the right to make the decision. We shouldn't play the blame game. But I really blame it on the ones who God created first. When Adam took his eyes off Eve in that garden, that bitch slipped. Now look, fast forward. These men taking their eyes off of home and putting their eyes on something else, the house is slipping. And then women is forced, their hands is forced to do what they feel like they need to do. It sucks, but it's reality. It is what it is. Back in the day, women used to just take it in the 40s, the 50s, 30s. They just deal with it. Like, oh, as long as he's bringing home the money, my name is on the house, this and that. Women today, like, we'll buy our own house. We'll do this. We'll do that. We don't need you. And that's that's not life neither. I love meeting men. I love to be in my feminine bag. I love it. Even though I'm so, because I had to be strong, I love to serve and to be and to do to who is worthy of, you know. But I ain't going to sit here and lie and say I ain't never cheated on a nigga before. Oh, yeah. That's why I was able to list you the reasons of why women cheat.
So, you is a little much.
That I'm it. I'm lit.
You
because I'm real. Because I know who I am.
No, you real.
That's why.
That's the name of the show.
I know who I am.
Real.
Yeah.
The name of the show is Keeping It Real. But look, that's how old you said you was again?
37.
37. So you speaking for the second quarter. Because you know in life you got four quarters in life. The first quarter is when you 0 to 25 years old.
Right, right.
Second quarter is when you 25 to 50.
Mm-hmm.
Third quarter is when you 50 to 75. And the fourth
right.
quarter is when you 75 to 100. So you speaking for the second quarter of life. And you 37.
37.
So right now, okay, so right now you 37 years old and you got four kids. What's the ages of the four kids?
My children are 23. He turned 23 this year. My daughter is 14. My son is 9. And my baby is 2.
Okay. So, you got a man now?
Yes.
Okay. So, you planning on getting married soon?
That's the goal. That's always my goal. Got to take it a day at a time and see what it do.
If somebody was to say to you, what do you bring to the table? What would you say?
I bring to the table my complete femininity because I'm able to at this point. Meaning, I serve, I cater, I'm a listening ear. Like, I'm fun, I'm a good time. I know how to relax and joke and have water fights and dance and be silly and goofy and just live life. You know, I'm a clean freak. I'm really good, great friends with your son. He'll tell you most of the time, hit me up, clean and clean and clean. You know, I'm a good mother. I'm structured. That's the thing. I'm structured. And I like things a certain way. I get up early in the morning to set the house tone. That's what I do. So what I bring to the table is peace, security. I bring calmness. I bring rest. But you slip, I'm going to bring conflict, and then I'm going to dismiss your ass. You see? That's the balance. I'm
yeah.
not a woman that can be played with. And when men realize that, and they realize that you're not playing with them neither.
Time out. You might just be too much woman. Hold on.
Ain't no such thing. It's just that the world has lacked in women.
Hold on. Time out. You too much a woman.
This world.
You got somebody lying. 888-808. You lied. Hello. 8808. Or maybe they pressed 1 by mistake.
Yeah. I want to hear more about the guy in charge. I want to hear more about him.
Who is 8808?
What is that? Yes.
You want to hear more about who, me?
Yes, yes.
What you want to hear? What you want to know?
tell it all. Tell us something we don't know.
Just to keep it real with Jay Sean podcast. What you want to know about me? My life is an open book. My life is in a book on Amazon called The Patterson Pimp. You can
okay,
my
so
life
pick a chapter
book.
And let us know.
What you
pick
say?
Pick a chapter and let us know. Pick a chapter.
I did that in the beginning of the podcast.
I
told
the
story
that.
Of my life. Ah, so you missed a good story. I talked about me
so
being naked and buried with four women.
So what? Tell a different story. Tell a different story. You've lived a long life, so I know you have plenty to tell.
Check this out. Check this out. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey. Hoboken.
Patterson? You calling from Hoboken?
That's correct.
Ain't nobody in the world from Hoboken calling here and telling me to tell a story about my life. Nobody.
Well, you got lucky.
From Hoboken. Nobody from Hoboken. Nobody.
Don't limit yourself.
In Hoboken got enough nerve to call Jay Sean and tell him that.
Well, I've got enough nerve. I'm here.
From Hoboken. I believe you from somewhere else.
Where do you believe him from?
Not Hoboken.
Well, I'm sorry to misinform you, but I am from Hoboken. I was raised in Inglewood.
Okay, I'll take that. Inglewood.
Yeah, but I moved to Hoboken when I was about 17, so that's where I reside now. I'm 28.
You 28?
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm old is the situation and young is the reason.
Oh, you're scared to tell. You want everybody to tell, but you don't want to tell. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, I ain't scared to tell. I've been doing this podcast for 2.5 years. I done said my age before.
I'm new here. Like you said, you never heard about nobody from Hoboken, so I'm here now.
Okay, that's all. I love that. If you hear that, I appreciate that. I appreciate new listeners all the time. Did you hear my guest talking?
I asked you how old you were.
Who? Yeah, you funny.
No, you're funny. I told my age, I'm not scared. You seem a little scared. You want your callers to tell their secrets.
I'm old enough.
You need to be transparent with your callers. That's your fan base.
No, I'm not transparent. I said I'm old enough. I never said on this podcast.
You know what transparent means? Do you know what transparent means?
I know how old I am.
Do you know what transparent means?
I know how old I am.
Well, transparency means you're transparent. You're being clear with everyone. I don't think you are.
Well, it's the Keeping It Real show.
So keep it real.
I mean, I am.
You're not. You're deflecting. But like I said,
no,
it's okay.
I said I'm old enough. I'm saying
that's
that
not
I'm old answer. Enough, and I have really keep it real. Really, to keep it real, I don't think I ever said my exact age on this show. Maybe
so
I don't think
now.
I ever did.
So
I think
now.
I said. I think I said I told people what quarter of my life I'm in. I don't think I ever said my age.
I don't think it's fair that you know everybody's business and nobody even knows your age, Deshaun.
I respect that. I respect you.
I respect you, but I'm losing a little bit of respect because you're too old to not be able to tell your age.
How old am I? You said I'm too old. What's old? What's old in your book?
I'm sorry, I'm referring to you. You're old enough to tell your age. You don't have to hide.
No, you said what you said.
From what you talk about, how you sound, you're definitely not
young chick.
Not a young
chick. No.
What the hell am I doing?
Okay.
I would. You know what, though? I'm going to keep it real with you. I would tell you how old I was, how old I am.
You don't have to
I would do that.
You know you don't have to.
I would.
And we don't want to go. We don't want to keep going in circles.
But listen. I would do that.
So tell your age, and I'll listen.
If I wanted to, I would do that.
So you don't want to. That's fair. We know you're not transparent. So if somebody doesn't want to tell you something, respect that.
I don't really think that matters.
I'm sorry?
I don't really think it matters.
It doesn't matter. I'm curious, and I'm sure your listeners are too.
Oh, okay. I see. Now we're getting somewhere. You curious.
We're not getting anywhere. Just say your age or not.
Yeah, no. Now we're getting somewhere because you said
we're not getting anywhere.
I don't. You said
we're not getting anywhere, babe.
You said you're 28. I don't believe that.
Babe, I'm 28 and you're zero at this point. We don't know.
I don't believe you're 28.
Yeah, people think I'm younger. I'm not. I just turned 28.
I just said I don't think you're 28.
Well, I am, and I'm brave enough to say it.
Okay. I got a trophy for you.
I think you need a trophy.
I tell you what. You answer one
of my
topics.
Don't tell me anything else.
I'll tell you how old I am. You answer one of my topics,
sorry?
And I'll tell you how old I am.
Now, what is the topic?
We're gonna take the
No, we're gonna choose like you've been choosing. What is the topic about?
It's five of them.
No, you pick one, and I'll decide if I'll do.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
All right. What kind of advice would you give somebody who married and thinking about cheating on their mate because they unhappy at home?
I've never been married, but I'd suggest that they try their hardest to fall in love with their partner again. And if it's not working out, then separating it, do you?
No, I said, what kind of advice would you give them if they was thinking
That's
about
my
cheating?
Advice.
What you separate said,
leave?
Do
you? No, I never
you said leave.
Leave.
I said,
try your hardest to fall in love with your partner again so you don't have that issue. If it doesn't work out, it's not working, then separate and do you. Legally.
I like that.
You know, how old are you?
58.
Sure.
Right.
I appreciate the effort.
Huh?
I appreciate the effort.
I appreciate
Mr. Randy
you.
Jackson, keeping it real.
Yeah,
so it has been a pleasure. You have any more questions for me before I hop off here?
Yeah, I like your style. You came on my
show. I appreciate that.
You came on my show and
challenged
me.
I appreciate that. I am who I am.
No, I don't. Listen, whoever you is, you a present.
I'm a background a little loud.
Okay, look, I'll ask you this. I do want to ask you one more question. Is love real? Is love real? Is love real and am I too old for you? Is love real and am I too old for you?
Who are you talking to?
You.
Oh.
You said, is love real?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Why?
Because you wouldn't be here because of love. God is love.
That's corny.
You're corny.
That's why you don't got no love.
You need
That's
God.
Corny.
That's why you got.
I'm missing the fuck love. Well, that's sad. That's unfortunate. That's who I am. What else do you want to know about me? Because you got some people with you and they in the background and y'all having a good time. So listen, let's have a
and
good time.
And it has
time.
Nothing
Ask
to do with you.
What you want to know? What you want
to
know about me? Ask me something. Ask me something else other than my age. What you want to know about me?
Why
but first,
you
what's
so
your sign? Are you a Virgo?
Myself.
Are you a Virgo?
No. What do I seem like to you?
You sound like a Pisces.
Wow. And I'm not. No.
A Pisces or Aquarius.
Wrong, Mr. Know-it-all, Deshaun. Deshaun don't
okay.
know shit.
Okay, you somebody who know me, but and that's good.
I don't
like
know
that.
You at all.
So ask
Trust
you something.
Me, I do not
what,
know you.
What you want to know? What you want to know? Ask me something. Anything.
I didn't ask
you.
You keep asking. You keep asking.
I said, ask me something.
You ask me something.
Where you lost
and
your
And then I'll give you a
yet?
Question.
Where
what?
You lost your virginity at? Where did you lose your virginity at?
That's disgusting.
You told me to ask you a question, not the first thing that came to my mind. Where and when did you lose your virginity?
You would never know. You wouldn't ever know.
You asked me to ask you a question. Where and when did you lose your virginity?
Next question.
See, now you being transparent. Now you being
no,
transparent.
I'm not being
do you know what transparent is? Do you know what transparent is? Do you know what transparent is?
You don't know. Google it real quick.
Do you know what transparent is?
Google it real quick.
Do you know what transparent is?
Okay, then. I said next topic. We're not
okay.
discussing that.
Where and when did you lose your virginity?
Didn't I say next question?
There is no next question for you. That's the only question for you. How could you ask me to ask you a question? And the question I asked you, you won't answer, but you was out here chastising me about not answering your question about how old I was. That's Benedict Arnold. I'm gonna call you Miss Benedict Arnold. You came out here and you
not
and you,
Benedict
you, you
Arnold.
Told me I wasn't being real and everything for not telling my
okay.
age. And I
All
asked
right,
you
let's
one
move on.
Question
let's
and
move
you
on.
Said
what
next
are we
question.
About now?
No, we can't move
now?
On. Where did you lose your virginity at?
I think you like to be combative. I think that's what you like.
Where,
I don't want to be
where did
combative.
You lose your virginity? Where did you
that's
lose your virginity?
You wouldn't know.
Where did you lose your virginity?
I'm not going to answer it.
Where did you lose
it? Where did you lose yours?
Where did you
when,
lose
how long ago was it?
Where did you lose yours?
It doesn't matter. It's lost.
Ah, see, I got one. You can't fuck with Jay Sean. I'm the master of what I do.
Listen.
I asked you a question. You said I'll pass. But you asked me
right,
how old
on,
I was,
Jay
and I didn't want to say.
On.
I asked
move
you how old.
On.
You asked me how old I was, and I didn't want to tell you.
Babe,
and
you
wanted
you
to chop
on.
Me up. You want
move on.
You wanted
ask
to chop me
question.
Up. You wanted to chop me up. You wanted to chop me up.
You got the answer you were looking for. You got what
you
I was
question.
Willing to give. You didn't even give
I
me a real
you a
number.
Question.
You made it up in your head, hon. What are we talking about? Next question.
You didn't want to answer.
Ask another question.
Listen, forget about it. Forget about where you lost your virginity. Forget about it. Ask me a question, any question. Ask me some.
Why don't you believe in love? What
because
is it to you?
I don't believe in love because everybody who ever told me in this world that said they love me hurt me. Even my mother. So I don't believe in love.
But don't you think, can I ask you a question? The question that I have is
no,
because
my question,
of your experience. Hold on, sweetheart.
Hello, Deshaun.
Yes.
I got paid to do this. You doing this for free. Now pipe down because now I'm about to get at you.
Who are we talking about?
Now,
talking
as I was
me?
Saying, no, I'm talking to Shorty
about?
Because she doing too much. I'm anywho. I have a question for you, sir.
She's eager.
I'm what?
I didn't say nothing.
You're speaking. No, I'm talking about her over there. Anywho, I have a question for you. This is Miss Queen. The question that I have for you is, because of your past experiences, do you believe that was what shaped how you feel now, and you feel mentally that you cannot overcome the hurts? Because it's just, in my opinion, everyone has been hurt by a lot of people before, is what you do with it. So I believe that you saying you don't believe in love is just a cop-out, respectfully, only because you don't want to actually deal and heal from all of your past experiences so you can live the next quarter of your life truly, cynically happy. Am I wrong?
Who told you that you couldn't survive without love? Who told
you can't
you
survive
that?
Without love.
No, you said, no, listen, you let me talk. Y'all talk, dog. Let me talk.
I'm listening.
Who told you that you can't make it in this world without love? Who told you that you at the ultimate of this world is love, is that you got to be in love with somebody? You got to be in love. You got to be in love. You got to end up happily ever after and with a picket fence on Sun Valley. You got to be in love. Who made you feel like that? The only people who not happy being alone, check this out. The only people who not happy being alone, or who can't live by themselves at home and live alone and want a man or want a woman, and I just wish I had somebody here. I wish I was in a relationship.
That's not true. I wish I was
in love. I didn't say nothing. What's not true? I didn't say nothing.
You said that's the only people.
Are you going to say that's not true? I didn't say nothing.
It's not.
No, but I didn't say nothing yet.
Yes, you did.
That's not true, but I didn't say nothing.
I cut you off.
I didn't say nothing.
Okay.
I did not say nothing. I said that all the people in the world just waiting for love and searching for love, and they can't make it without love. The only people in this world who can't be happy alone is people that's not happy with themselves.
But I'm also telling you, I can get a bunch of people up here
who live alone like me, who happy.
Yeah,
themselves.
They love it. But at the end of the day,
I take myself out. But let me tell you something.
Don't say,
I love
don't
me.
Say that
yes,
you
and when
a man
finds
love,
love,
love
finds a good thing.
The past love, your past
Maybe
love,
just
is
give
what
up
you can't
and
be in love and. You don't need love. You don't need love to live in this world.
I need love. I need a man.
What?
I'm not gonna hide.
But my whole thing.
Oh shit! Hold up! Who said that? Who said I need love?
That was the Queen Kima. That was the Queen Kima. Take me out that equation. Let's pass that to Shorty. And I respect her honesty.
I can't talk to two people. Who said they need love and they need a man? That's what I want to know. Who said, I need love, I need a man?
Can I
say that?
Or are you going to keep going?
Man, nah. Hold up. I want to talk about people that they need love and they need a man. They just need a man.
Wait,
they need love.
Say that.
I feel you.
I said it.
India.
You need, so that means you don't got a man right now and you don't got love right now, right?
I literally have a man.
Slow down.
I have a man.
Wait, wait.
I know
that
right.
Slow down, everybody.
There you go.
Slow down. This is me. This is me. What you said your name was? Envy or talking? Okay. So you just say, I need love. I need a man. Didn't you just say that?
I absolutely did.
Okay. How old are you?
I said 28, believe it.
Do you got children?
None.
You got no children. So you 28
no
years old.
Either.
What you do? What you do for a living? What you do?
I'm a pharmaceutical counselor.
And when the last time you've been in a relationship?
It ended last August.
So you've been dying inside since last August?
I've been what?
Dying.
I've been what?
You've been dying inside since August.
I've been plotting to get away from him, but the way we got together was like we were always going to see each other. So it made it really hard, and he would contact my mom and stuff and come to my house because we live fairly close. Any more questions?
I like you. I like you.
Thanks.
For real. I like a woman to say, I need a man. I need love.
Mm-hmm.
For real, I do. It takes a lot to say that.
It doesn't take nothing for me to say it.
Nah, not for you, but I'm telling you, the average person wouldn't say that. Yo, look, hold up.
Because
everybody
the average man
is
what he
quick,
needs to be.
I got to take a quick break. I got to take a quick break, and I'll be
how
right back.
How long is it going to take, Grandpa?
Nah, it ain't going to take long. This is a quick break.
Oh, my God.
How long?
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know and proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I wanted, when I asked you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya, sing you a song. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your do-rag on. Wanna put a rug, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body, spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right.
Cater to you, cause baby, this is your day to do it. can I see what dress like?
Yeah. We back.
Right.
That wasn't too long. Well, it wasn't too long, was it?
Wasn't long at all.
I had to go to the bathroom. It was killing me.
You over there, Litty Lit.
I'm working with a monster. Working with a monster. It take a minute.
TMI, my guy.
I don't know who you are, but I know you must know Miss Queen. So we gonna get up after. I'm gonna get up with Miss Queen, and she gonna let me know who you are after this show, and we can bring you back.
I'm sorry, can you repeat yourself?
We can bring everybody.
What are you talking
back
about?
But look. It's 9:54. I just want to say this before it happened. Like, sometimes at 10 o'clock, if you're not on the phone lines, if you're online listening to the show, you might get disconnected. So you might want to call in, because at 10 o'clock, if you're not on the phone line, sometimes you get cut off. So if you're online, you should call in 563-999-3718. If you're on the phone lines, don't hang up, because you won't be able to get back in. Because the show usually is over 10. Sometimes I go over. Sometimes. I want to thank anybody who gave a donation. Thank you. I didn't really give it out tonight. We've been talking so much.
You were talking so much.
But anybody on the line and want to press one and want to got something to say maybe to my guests or to me, or you want to give a shout out, you want to say something about Black History Month, or you want to say something to the young lady who didn't want to say where she lost her virginity at, if you want to speak to her.
Ooh.
We're gonna call her Miss Virginity. You know, anybody wants to say Miss Virginity?
You're gonna call me what
India,
I told you.
Don't
gonna,
accept that
gonna,
name.
Like Miss Virginity. Anybody wants to speak to Miss Virginity?
He ain't as stupid as he acts.
All right.
Anybody
don't let him say that name, India. That name's trash.
We talking to me?
He's giving me nothing.
I say that at the beginning of my show. I say, I'm an intelligent person acting like a fool, because a fool can't act like an intelligent person. Yeah, I'm just acting a fool.
Well,
I'm very intelligent.
Well, let me
anybody
just say this.
Speak? Go ahead.
Your guests would like to speak. I would like to thank you for the opportunity. I would like to thank you for allowing me to give, you know, a portion of my story. I thoroughly enjoyed your podcast. Thank you for inviting me as your guest. I appreciate it.
Oh, who is this? Miss Queen?
Miss Queen Kima, yeah.
Okay, yeah, listen, Miss Queen, thank you very much. You've been great. You've been amazing. And everybody
thank
who
you.
Tuned in tonight been amazing. But you really been amazing. And we'll talk. Maybe we'll bring you on for part two. You know what I mean? Because I didn't really get to do my journalism thing on you. We was halfway there before Miss Virginity.
And then India
stole
came
the show.
Through like
before
a wrecking
Miss,
ball.
Before Miss Virginity stole the show. We was halfway there. And
don't call
we
it
took it. Nah, I'm just joking. I appreciate everything that all the callers, all the questions, and a podcast. That's what's real about a podcast. Why it's better than radio, because a podcast is live, it's uncut, and you get to say what you want, and you get to it's real time. It's very real time, for real. But look, but one more thing before you go, Miss Queen, if it's anything that, from people who heard your story in the beginning, the things you went through and where you were, if it's anything that you could tell a female right now who might be going through some of the stuff you went through when you was young, what would you tell her? What kind of advice would you give her?
The best advice I would give her is don't give up. Even when it looks like there's nowhere else to turn, when it looks like you had a brick wall, when it looks like you have no way out, you don't look down, look up. Know who you are. Get to learn you for who you are. Take yourself out to date. Take yourself out, you know, to the movies and, you know, just enjoy yourself, to the library. You know, learn who you are so you can become a better you every day and never give up. And don't be no sucker for nobody out here. Forgive and never forget.
I appreciate you calling in, and like I said, I'll be in touch with you.
All right, you can holler at me behind the scenes.
All right. Is Miss Virginity still out here?
I don't know who that is.
Miss Virginity, are you still out here? I just want to ask you one thing before I let you go.
No, address me correctly.
What's your name?
I said India, right?
India?
India, like the country.
Oh, India. Okay, India. Let me address you properly on my show. I'm not gonna ask you for advice. I'm gonna let you end it by answering one of the topics that somebody sent in. Some people send me topics every week that they wanted to answer. So I'm gonna tell you another one of the topics. Maybe you can answer. Maybe you can help somebody out there. No, not that. Would you ever, if you was in a relationship with a man, married to a man, or in a relationship with a man, and he stepped out and had a baby by somebody else, is it any circumstances or situations or any kind of way that you could accept his child? Somebody sent that question in to me. So they man must have had a baby outside, and they don't know if they should accept this child. What kind of advice would you give her?
I'm 100% opposed to it, but depending on your relationship and your love, if that's something that you choose to do and take on, then go for it. That's how you feel. Everybody, you know, goes and handles things differently. They heal from shit differently than other people. So go with your gut. I wouldn't personally do it, but then again, I haven't been in those shoes. I don't want to, but you never know if they're there.
So you wouldn't accept, if your man made a baby outside your relationship, you wouldn't accept the baby?
It depends on how strong our love is, but 9 times out of 10, no.
That's cruel.
That's cruel. You made a baby and your wife that you took vows to. You're cruel. You said that to God under oath, to the Lord. You're going to bring another child out of our marriage? You should get your head cut off.
I didn't say marriage. I said relationship.
Yeah, you did. You always saying you ain't say something, and you did. That's how I know you older.
No, I didn't say that. I said if you bring another child into the relationship. That's how I know you younger.
You said both.
Both. So if you was married to a man and he had a baby outside of a relationship, you don't even want to see the baby. You don't even want to know the baby.
Hell no, I don't want to see it. What the fuck do I want to see it for? We had our own family. You wouldn't go mate someone with a whore because you don't mess with a married man. That's law.
You said he went mad, baby, with a whore.
That's law.
It is. That's law. Under God. And if you don't got God in your life, I'm scared of you anyway, bitch. So I'd expect devilish things like that from you. But no, I don't want to accept an outside child, and I am covered from accepting a child, an outside child. I'm not dealing with that shit. No. So fuck, that's the ultimate disrespect next to a disease. I mean, they actually hold the same rank.
You, I like this guy, for real. I really do. Yo, you've been good tonight, for real. You really been good. You got Facebook? You my Facebook friend?
I don't use that. What is, like, I don't use that now.
You got Instagram?
And I got a lot of things, but I don't know. Yeah. I'm not giving you none of that. I have a man I told you that he watches my socials thoroughly.
A man? I don't want to talk to you. I'm talking about getting you on the show next time.
It doesn't matter. My man don't even know I'm talking to you right now. I get in trouble for this. So when you catch me, you might catch me. If you don't, just let me know. I'll be around. You might catch me tomorrow. You never know. I'm full of surprises like you.
Okay. I keep it professional.
Yeah, you should.
We respect everything that you just said.
You know, yours, yeah, respect it.
I will. I do.
Good.
From the moment you said you had a man, that was it. I respect you. I wasn't talking personal. I was talking business.
Nigga, we ain't making no bread together.
Nigga.
So my business and yours is yours, not ours.
And you still ain't telling your age.
You would have been a corrupt business partner anyway.
Anyway, I don't even know
how old you are.
Why the fuck you keep asking me how old I am? I just told you.
Why are you getting aggressive? You scare me now.
I just told you.
You just cursed. Who? You still cursing?
I told you you could do anything on this show. You could curse or whatever you want to.
But I don't like that. Don't curse at me.
You don't like what?
What you just said. You forgot that fast? You said, what the fuck? Don't what the fuck me.
Yo, I do
respect
what the fuck
me.
I want to do on this show. I do what
the
fuck,
fuck
I
want
to do on here. You know what I'm saying?
I do what the fuck I want to do on this show.
If people don't want to listen, then hang the fuck up. That's what I do. I do what the fuck I want to do. Fuck you think you talking to?
One, I am talking to you. I've been talking to you. Two, you can do whatever the fuck you want, but you're not going to address
me
like you
address
whoever
else coming in here. Take it down. It's a talk show. This ain't Supreme Court. I'm being nice to you. You know what I'm saying? I try to be nice to you. I actually had Facebook on a business tip. Now, I wasn't trying to talk to you. I don't need pussy. I'm Jay Sean. I had all kind of pussy in my life. I've been around the world fucking pussy, Chinese pussy, Jamaican pussy, white pussy, black pussy, any kind of pussy. I don't need pussy. I'm not trying to talk to you. I try to ask you for your Facebook followers on some business tip, but for some reason you just keep trying to come at me sarcastic but intellectual. And I'm professional. But it's a limit to everything.
I gave you your accolades. I said, yo, I like you. You talk good. Come back to the show.
Can I speak?
I said all that.
Can I speak?
Do you remember that?
Can I speak?
Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Because you said I
Am
don't
I allowed
remember
to speak?
Things. I remember everything.
Am I allowed to speak? All right.
I'm Jay Sean. I'm Jay Sean.
I heard you.
I don't play like that.
14th time you said
I'm Jay Sean. I'm Jay Sean. I don't play like
Stop
that.
Stop cursing. It's a talk show, like you said. You're being
I didn't
so
curse.
Aggressive.
I said
I'm
Jay
talking.
Sean. I don't play like that. Which one
You've
of those words
cursing.
Was a curse word? None of them was
all
a
right.
curse
Whatever
word.
You
I said, I'm
remember,
Jay
cool.
Sean. I don't play like that.
I don't play at all. I'm
you've
not. I haven't
here.
Been playing.
You've been.
I haven't been playing.
You've
been playing.
You came on my show. You've been from the time you came on my show. You've been attacking me, and I've been nice.
And you loved it. That's why
you
said
the,
you wanted me back.
From the,
Cut
the first
bullshit.
Time you came on my show, I've been nice.
Listen,
to
I don't
have
to be on
the
show.
You're
doing too
here,
much. Calm down. Take a Viagra
age.
Or something.
From the time you told me about my age, I've been nice.
Are
you
getting
you know
upset
I mean?
About your
nice.
Age? I can't help. You were born in that year.
I've been nice. I'm upset. I
and
ain't
I've
upset.
Been nice.
I'm not upset.
I think it means
I'm
too.
Not upset.
Would you like that?
I'm not. Get me. Get me. I don't give a fuck. Get me.
But you're cursing.
Get
why?
Me.
If you aren't upset.
I'm not going to mute you.
Why you,
I'm
why
not
are you cursing?
Mute you. Get me then. Get me then. I've been a gentleman the whole time I've been on this fucking podcast.
Well, why are you
You've
cursing?
Been antagonizing me. You've
you're
been antagonizing
me now.
Me and trying to attack me.
I thought you were a nice guy. You're cursing. I'm
with
scared.
Fake, big words that you think I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? I'm not low on comprehension.
It's not a big word. You just
I'm not
don't
subnormal.
Know it.
I'm not subnormal with true intelligence. I'm an intelligent black nigga.
Okay, it's so if
you're not
you were intelligent, these big words wouldn't be hard
me.
For you
you're
to say.
You're 28 years old.
You're
28 years old. I'm 30. I'm 30 years your senior.
What kind of damn talk
show? You came out here. I don't know how you came on this show. You came on this show like you know more
you're
than me, or like you was proving a point to some people.
Why are you so upset?
Just in the background.
Why are
whoever
you so
with
upset?
You in the background. And
why
they,
are you
and,
mad?
And maybe you feel like they, maybe you feel
you're
like they egging you on.
Nobody
maybe
makes
they,
me feel
you,
like
you can't,
anything.
Yo, you can't go toe
me.
To toe with me.
I don't.
You can't go
I don't
toe
want
to toe with
I'm,
me.
I'd be, I don't talk to
you
people
can't.
Like
you.
I'm just
you
letting
can't.
You know. I don't want to. You're right.
I can't.
Like I literally would like.
You can't
fly
I'm
to the other side of the street.
Being.
It wouldn't work.
I'm supreme being black man. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. I'm God. You can't.
I'm so sorry if I hurt your feelings. I never intended to.
Feelings?
Do you want to strike
feelings.
A truce?
You ain't hurt my feelings. I don't got, you talk feelings? Nah, I don't, those don't exist with me. I'm just as cool as I was at 8 o'clock as I am right now. And sometimes it take people confrontations like that to be cool. Me and you might end up being cool as hell.
Listen, I don't want to hurt your feelings if you don't have any and I didn't hurt them, cool. But I don't want you to get abrasive with me because it makes me a little uncomfortable. I want to be friends. I don't have an issue with you. If you have an issue with me, just speak on it in a polite manner. That's all. I never disrespected you. You started cursing and it got me a little uncomfortable. Can you understand that?
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, put him on the phone too. Put them on the phone too. Put them on the phone.
You need to take
I'm speaking. I'm speaking. I'm speaking. I'm talking.
And I spoke over you.
If a word of profanity
I don't give
come
a
out
fuck.
Every now and then, that's just it. That's my podcast. We say what we want here. We feel what we want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not begging for fans. I'm not begging for listeners. And what showed me that you intelligent is because you still on the line. So I'm trying to tell you if some kind of way that me and you got off on the wrong foot, we still got time to get on the right foot. But I'm not gonna sit here and just let people just keep throwing darts at me and stuff like that and feel like I don't know what's going on, like it's subliminal messages just going over my head and that I can't understand or understand things that's going on. I know exactly what's going on. That's why we call it the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean show. Do you know me? Or do you know of me?
I don't know a damn thing about you.
Now you do. I'm Jay Sean, a.k.a. Randy Jackson. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. I'm an intelligent person that know how to act like a fool. But I'm also a supreme being, an educated black man, a knower, the maker, the owner of the planet Earth. I'm a wise man speaking wise words. I'm a black man just making understanding understood. I'm building. And I'm destroying any negative things that come in my circumference. And I'm born through my own true self with self-realization that the black man is God. And that's it. And if you a queen, if you a black queen, then I respect you too. And if we got off, if we ended off on the wrong foot, I'm still man enough to say that we still got a chance to get on the right foot. But just remember that I'm the maker and I'm the owner. I'm the highest elevation of love. I'm a vehicle that transport magnetic energy to the minds of people who might be blind, deaf, and dumb to the fact that
Miss India. Did I say it right? Miss India. Hello.
What?
Okay, well, you here?
What? What are you saying hello for? Did I miss something? I wasn't listening.
Now this somebody else.
All right, and what about it? What's it being said?
I mean, why y'all trying? Why y'all thought I wasn't going to know that was somebody else? Why y'all trying to?
What are we
matter of fact,
about
don't
right
even
now?
Worry about it. Matter of fact, don't even worry about it. If it ain't India, it's somebody else. That's cool too. It's cool. I dominate all. King. I'm the prince of darkness. You want to talk? You feel like talking to me? You feel like talking to Jay Sean tonight? You feel like talking to Jay Sean tonight?
I know you're lonely, but you came at me too different. You need to apologize and change the tone.
I don't apologize to nobody in this world. Anybody who know me know I never say I'm sorry in this lifetime. Because when you say you sorry, you weak. When you apologize, you weak. Apology is a weakness. I will never apologize to nobody in this world. Never. Now, once again, I say, is this India or is this somebody else?
Why would it not be me if I say yes?
So if I was so this India, okay, India. Listen. If I was so out the box and I was so everything, then why are you still listening to me talk?
I told you I wasn't. I'm doing mad shit.
But why you didn't hang up on me? Why you didn't say, fuck that nigga? He don't know. Why he didn't say what he was talking about? That nigga don't know what he talking about. That nigga crazy. Because you know why? Because the unalike attract. And the alike repel. You know what that means? You know what that means? The unalike attract. And the alike repel. Huh? Hello?
I said no. Do you have AirPods in or something?
Yeah, I'm old as hell. I can't hear that good.
Yeah, I know that part.
Shit on too. You ever heard of a match burning twice?
Put some headphones in with the cord.
What? Let me stop. Let me take it down. I'm going to take it down. Listen, I'm going to take it down for you, for real. Know why I'm going to take it down? Because I really, really appreciate you calling in. And I'm not going to apologize. What I will say, I don't apologize, but I will say my bad. I give you credit. You stayed on the line. You could have hung up on me at any time. That I was spazzing, you could have, but you stayed on the line, and for that, for real, I take my hat off to you. I bid you adieu. I really respect whoever you are, where you are, what you're doing. I, Jay Sean, respect you. You are amazing, and you are one of a kind to sit on a phone even when it's shit you might don't want to hear, and don't hang up. I give you credit. That let me know about you. You an intelligent person. You got patience. And you goal orientated. For real. That's what I get. And I'm a good judge of character. Trust me on that. I can hear somebody talk and I get vibes. I get good vibes from you. I really do. I even think that you might be able to co-host with me one day. Co-host the show, for real. I do. I don't know what made me just say that, but maybe it was God. I don't know you. I don't know who you are. I don't
what
never
did you say?
Seen you.
I missed that part. And
something in my mind just said, she is good for radio.
Oh, yeah, I've gotten that.
Something just told me that. I don't know. I'm telling you, I get spirits. I got subconscious. Something said that lady right there is good for radio. Maybe not with me. Maybe your own show. But you need to look into podcasts. YouTube and Google Podcasts and look into that. I think you got a future in that. And then you remember, say, damn, Jay Sean told me that February 2nd, 2024, that I had a future in radio.
We all have a good show.
For real.
I appreciate that, Jay Sean. That's the nicest thing you should have said all night, even though you kept talking. I get it.
That's real. I mean that from the heart.
I appreciate you, my boy. Just calm down a little bit. Tone it down. Because next time, I'm going to get me.
Oh, shit. That's
you ain't
going like.
To be able to.
I like
you ain't going to get
yo,
a word
I like
out.
A mean.
Overdue.
I like a mean. That turned me
so
on
like
when you said
you
that.
Like.
Next time
you're
going to get
you.
Mean. I like a mean, for real. I like a mean. I like the females that want to get choked and want their hair pulled. And what they ask,
I hope
Matt,
you find her
and
soon.
Want you to call them, and they want you to call them dirty names. I like all that.
What is this?
I like
blitz service?
Yo, listen, it's 10:26. Hold on, nobody else don't want to. Somebody want to press one. And make a comment or make a statement or something about the show. If not, we gonna end the show. Another good show on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. I want to thank all the listeners and all the people that participated. If anybody want to say something, speak to India, or want to speak to me, or want to say something about the show, or anything you want to do, just press one. And I'll bring you in live before we end the show. What we're going to do is we'll take, because we like 30 minutes over. We'll take another quick break and we'll come back and we don't have nobody that wants to say anything like that. We'll just end the show until next Friday. It's been a hell of a show, really. My program director, I don't know where the fuck he at. Dre, you on here? Let me see if Dre out here. Dre, you on here? My program
yeah.
director, supposedly.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yo, play. Oh, okay. Play. Damn, nigga. Play a song then real quick. Pick a song and play a quick song. You want a line? You want the link?
Yeah.
Okay, play a quick song, and then we're going to come back, and we end the show. Don't go nowhere,
I'm here.
Oh, okay. She got a nice voice for radio.
Yeah,
she is. And we'll be right. She got a nice voice for radio, right?
Yeah, she is.
That's a India. That's the man right there who gonna. That's the man right there who gonna. After the show is over, he the one that gonna tell me how the show went. Either he gonna curse me out for acting a fool, or either he gonna say she deserved it. She was nasty or whatever. I don't know what he gonna say, but we'll see. Play a song, Dre. We're going to play a song. Everybody stay tuned. We're going to play a song. We're going to be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. And if you've got any final statements, you got something you want to say to India, you got something you want to say to me, you want to give a shout-out, it's your birthday, your mother's birthday, whatever you want to do, I'm cool with that. And we'll be right back. You got the song queued up, Dre?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, we ready. Let's do this. 3, 2, 1.
DJ Khaled, hey, yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say that.
Going in on the verse cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. Whoa. I never went nowhere, what they say in Luda's back. Yeah. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Luda Yak. Hey. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, yeah. Like Urban, yeah. Tight like a million. Yeah. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the already never count me out. Yeah. Y'all better count me in, yeah. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. Make millions every year, the South champion. Cause all I do
is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say there.
In my low, head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Shell Kelly, back it up, go. Down for armed traffic, and don't make me pull that mofo. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, bitch, your mud right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like mud life. Riding the what? Cause we riding the night. Now you riding with me cause you wasn't riding.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there.
Water getting boiled, Snoopy in the hookie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up. Floss them up, toss them up, hard away, floss them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, bless your bro, don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s, back to back, set a track, hit the lick, hit it back, hit the trick, jump the track back, time and time again, Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what, got money on my mind, I can never get enough, and every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, and they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say there.
Yeah. Now, that was a good song, Dre. Dre picked a good-ass song. Listen, it's 10:33. I'm 33 minutes over.
over my time. Damn, people texting me saying they got cut off at 10 o'clock. I be telling people, if you ain't on the phone, you're going to get cut off at 10. People be mad as hell with me. Don't be mad with me. Call in. You got to use your phone. If your phone don't call you, I could call you. We got all them people on the line that got cut off at 10 o'clock, so they miss a lot of the show. Nobody else on the line want to press one? If not, we gonna close out the show. India, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
That's the only reason I was asking you about your Facebook page, because I wanted to talk to you about coming on next week. That was it.
It's cool.
Not no hanky panky. Nothing like that. If you would have heard the beginning of the show at 8 o'clock, you would have probably understood me more. That I'm a person that I have lived. Do you know anything about me?
Didn't I say I don't know nothing about you? I don't know who you are.
Okay. You know I write books?
Yes.
Okay. And movies?
Yep.
Okay, well then you know a little about me then.
But anyway, more than nothing.
Reach out to me. I don't know how. I'm gonna tell you to reach out to me. But my Facebook is Randy J. Sean Jackson. I would like to talk to you about coming back on next week.
Cool.
Okay. Compensating you for your time. So reach out to me on Facebook, Randy J. Sean Jackson. My son got the same name, but he you would know, because I'll be the person looking 58, all right? He'll be the person looking 38.
Yeah, you look 38.
But reach out to me for real. I want to bring you back on.
Cool.
With that being said, I'm going to see how I want to end this show. I want to say a couple of things. For real, we got to we definitely miss India. India, for real, India is the truth. I'm a good judge of character. I know people in India definitely deserve a standing ovation. Because ain't many people that go up against me and survive. I'm trying to, wait a minute. I was looking for something on my phone. Wait a minute. Wait one second. We got all these people on the phone lines. Nobody don't want to press one. Nobody don't want to say nothing to my guests or me. And people just like listening. Y'all want me to act like a fool all the time. Y'all just listen to me. Yeah, my name is Randy J. Sean Jackson on Facebook. Inbox me. And we'll talk about bringing you on next week. Okay. I want to thank everybody who came on. Let me see. I always like to leave my guests with some, my listeners, not my guests, the people that's listening, 50, 100, how many people, I like to leave them with something all the time. People to remember that you you will always lose money chasing women, but you will never lose women chasing money. That's my quote for the day. Yeah, everybody know I end with a quote. You will always lose money chasing women, but you will never lose women chasing money. And I give you a bonus one. For everybody who out there, the people that's talking about they need love and they want love and they gotta have love, just remember this. You will never good enough for the wrong person. You will never be good enough for the wrong person. So once again, I want to thank everybody who stayed through this whole fucking 2 hours and 40 minutes of this show. And I appreciate that. For the, if anybody gave a donation, I don't even know. I think somebody gave a donation. My Dope Mop Cash App is $JASHONJ. If somebody found it in their heart to give it, I didn't even ask for donations tonight, matter of fact. But if somebody gave donations, I appreciate that. It makes me feel like what I'm doing is worthwhile, beneficial to the next person. And that's just me. If nobody else don't want to say nothing, India.
Yes.
Anything you want to say before we close out for the night? Anything you want to say?
I'd like to say I hope everyone has a great weekend and a good night.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
I really want you to inbox me because I really want to bring you back because there's something intriguing about you.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but it's something. Not on no funny shit. I'm talking about on a podcast, radio show type shit. Like, shit come.
Yeah.
But you got to know when it comes.
Yeah.
I feel something. I feel a connection. I don't know what it is, but I feel some kind of connection. I don't know what it is, and I'm a good judge of character. I did a lot of shit in my life. I've been a pimp for over 25 years, and half my life, whether that means something or not, I don't know. Maybe it means I've just been stupid half my life.
Yeah, that's
I don't know. You said, yeah, that's true. Yo, we have everybody. Look, thanks for tuning in tonight to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. Everybody who tuned in and made a call, all my listeners on the phone, all my listeners on the internet, everybody who tuned in, I hope you. Yo, listen, tell somebody about the show. Don't just keep it to yourself. Be like, yo, damn, that's a good show. I can't wait till next week. No. Tell somebody. Tell a friend and tell a friend. Like, yo, you got to listen to this fucking nut on this podcast. This guy is crazy. You know what I mean? But he real. He keeps it real. You know what I mean? And that's what we do. Each one teach one. Until next week, we'll be back. Yo, I got a partner, Shaji, who got a Peak Game TV on Saturdays on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and you type in Peak Game TV, I think it's 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, you can check out a serious message. Don't forget it's Black History Month. You know what I mean? I meant to give a message for Black History Month. I'll give it next week since we're doing it all month. And everybody just stay safe. You know what I mean? And be good. And keep it real. You know what I'm saying? That's all you can do. And whoever playing that love song, that love music in the back, I hope you make a baby tonight. Until then, I'm Jay Sean. Allah. Peace to all. And we out. Until next week, Friday, 8 o'clock, same time, same bat station, same bat time. I'm Jay Sean, Mr. Fuck Love, the relationship guru.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be perfect without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Did you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder.